Any more?
That's enough.
Any crude expressions?
They're sick enough to die.
Okay. Well, just for a vomit in is what I want. How about throw up?
Yeah.
That's not. Is that cruder than vomit? Which would be?
It's all the same.
Same difference. Okay.
Mama, come quick. He's up chirping.
Okay. Let's see. When you were a teenager or so, and boy was taking you out, you would say he was what?
You mean when I had a date?
Okay. You say dating?
You were dating.
Anything else?
Courting.
Okay.
Do you use sparking?
Okay. Do you use courting when you were growing up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sparking.
Okay. Any more? Are those all about the same?
All about the same.
Okay.
Slipping around.
I haven't heard that one. How could you use that?
Well, that was when your mom and dad didn't approve.
I see. I kind of suspected that. Okay, how about terms for if a man asked a woman to marry him and she said no, you'd say she what?
She refused.
Okay. Or what else?
She didn't accept his proposal. She jilted him.
Okay. You would use that for refusing to go.
She just...
Any more? Any more dramatic terms, or humorous ones?
Yeah, she saw the light.
Okay, that's good. Any more?
Probably more, just keep saying.
If you come up with any. Okay, well, say she didn't refuse, she accepted, and then later on they would get what?
Divorce. Married?
Yeah,
married.
Okay. And she might have some attendance at the wedding. They would be what?
She was a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Flower girl, matron of honor, maid of honor.
Then, have you ever heard of a noisy serenade after a wedding? Okay. And if a person lives right next door to the grounds, you might say, or he lives what, the grounds?
Next door to the grounds.
That what you would say?
I'm going to tell you something. It fascinated me when you was talking about weddings. You know, we had always said reception. Mm-hmm. Immediately fine. But a lot of people call them infairs.
Call them what?
Infairs.
Huh. How do you spell that?
I never have seen it written. Hmm. But they'd have the wedding and then you would be invited over to an infair. And that's the same thing as a dinner party, more or less.
Uh-huh.
It would actually be food like baked ham and all that, kind of like a buffet.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I never have heard that. That's interesting. Let's see. Suppose he lives on the Browns' property. He has his only property.
He's a tenant.
Okay, well, if you're just telling someone where he lives what? The Browns place?
He lives in the first house behind Mr. Brown's house.